Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed deep cuts to public school funding last year, but statements he made on Friday have some education advocates hopeful his next budget will reflect a different approach to schools. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Dunleavy made the comments in response to a court ruling against his administration that said school funding for this year that was passed last year is valid. Dunleavy said that regardless of the case's outcome, it won't lead to a cut in school funding this year. In a statement, Dunleavy said Alaskans need to know that the case is about the process lawmakers are using to fund education, not about how much funding education receives. He said, K-12 education spending has not been cut, nor will it be cut, regardless of what the courts ultimately decide. I dedicated a career as a public school teacher in Alaska. I view education as the cornerstone to any society and to individual futures. While the case is about the current school year, Dunleavy's statement has some education funding supporters hopeful that the governor will change his approach to school funding in the budget he proposes for next year.
Hopefully he's been listening to Alaskans about how important education is to them and is ready to have a conversation about how we move that forward and what kind of investment it takes. And we would welcome that conversation with him.
That's Sarah Sledge. She advocates for equitable, quality, and adequate education as the executive director of the nonprofit Coalition for Education Equity. Sledge says school advocates would rather talk with the administration about improving outcomes than about funding. She said she'd support Dunleavy's goal of improving reading in the state. But she says that will be impossible if the governor proposes cutting education by nearly a quarter, like he did in February.
Our school districts are not getting enough funding now. Our schools need a greater investment to be successful.
Dunleavy had proposed the cut as part of a plan to pay for a full, roughly $3,000 permanent fund dividend under a 1982 state law without proposing new state taxes. Dunleavy will propose a new budget next month, and he will have to close a more than $1 billion gap between what the state spends and what it brings in if he again proposes full PFDs. Dunleavy spokesperson Jeff Turner says the administration is still working on the education budget and that it's premature to talk about the governor's plans.
It's important to point out that he is committed to the state's education system and doing everything he can while he's governor to improve outcomes for students in rural and urban Alaska.
Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez says Dunleavy's education budget proposal last year was a non-starter. He says the governor will have to demonstrate his commitment to education through the budget proposal.
What he submits on December 15th and then what the legislature decides to appropriate and then whether or not he vetoes that, that's where the illustration of his words will come to fruition or they won't.
The legislative council sued the state after Dunleavy and Attorney General Kevin Clarkson said the money passed last year for the current school year isn't valid. Dunleavy says the case is about the concept of funding schools in future years and the appropriation process in general. Juneau Superior Court Judge Daniel Shally ruled on Thursday that the school funding passed last year was valid. Clarkson says he'll appeal the ruling. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.